This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, at 7 after the hour, we are back in the fold on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen in Washington. Just see, Jennifer's in Los Angeles, so am I, and Victoria's in New York City. We'll be focusing on one of the things that February is known for, other than Black History Month and President's Month and Canned Food Month and Violence Awareness Month. It's
and my
heart
birthday.
Health. Who's your what?
And my birthday.
Month.
Yes, exactly. All right, heart health, a focus as we move along here in this hour. 99% of the people report to us that they like it when we do people in the news. So let's see if we can take on a few of the cases. I heard you ladies talking about Kim Cattrall and how she has for a long time been upset with Sarah Jessica Parker. She's a mean girl, apparently, whatever that means. But as I understand it, Kim Cattrall's brother died. And so Sarah Jessica Parker sent condolences. Kim Cattrall told her where she could stick her condolences.
Yeah, pretty
basically.
Much.
Yeah, why? What is the what does it mean? She accused Parker of being a mean girl. What does that mean?
What's well, mean I think well it, the, there, it, that references the movie Mean Girls, and that's a Lindsay Lohan and Rachel McAdams movie. But that and it's basically girls being bullies. So that's where that phrase kind of comes from. But there were always rumors on the set of Sex and the City that there was tension between Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker. It was at the time it wasn't described as personality conflicts. It was because Sarah Jessica was the only one of the four women who actually had executive producer credit, and so
wasn't
she
made sure her idea.
No. It was Candace Bushnell was based on her novel, and so. But Sarah Jessica had the executive producer credit, which meant she was paid more on the scale of how things, the hierarchy of how things go in Hollywood, and so she made more money than the other three women. And Kim Cattrall had always said, all four of us are integral to this story, so we all should be paid equally. I think eventually, towards the end of the series, they were paid equally, and so that's kind of where a lot of it started, I think, and then. In recent interviews, Kim Cattrall was blamed for being a diva, and that's why there was no Sex in the City 3 movie. And she basically said, that's not true. I have said my character has had everything happen to her. What else could we possibly do? I think the story's over. And it was really sort of, that was sort of the end of it. But people, Sex in the City fans, have just not let it die. And it's become this big thing, and now it turns out, I guess, that Kim said that she and Sarah Jessica were never actually friends, they were just colleagues, which is fine, you're not always lucky to be friends with everyone you work with, but it just it keeps going and going, and so now when with Kim Cattrall's brother dying, Sarah Jessica apparently put out a message on Instagram or Twitter sending condolences, and like you said, Doug, Kim Cattrall wrote back and said, you can stick your condolences. Yeah.
I'm with being someone who watches body language and kind of, I don't know why I get this, but I think Sarah Jessica Parker may be, if there's a right and a wrong side on this, Kim Cattrall may be a little too. Although the other ladies, what are they saying? What's Nixon saying?
Yeah, that's always a good tell. Have they got involved with this at all? I haven't heard about them getting involved.
I haven't heard them say anything other than Cynthia Nixon extended her condolences to Kim Cattrall, and Kim Cattrall wrote back on social media, thank you so much, and it was so nice to hear from you. So they're obviously okay. So I think this just seems to be a beef between Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica.
Yeah, but what do you think of Kim Cattrall, really?
I spent an hour with her once she was on my show, and she could not have been lovelier, and I came away with such a wonderful feeling. She also happened to be, for a brief moment in time, she was the stepmother of a friend of mine, and my friend loved her and spent a lot of time with her, and she's just a very, the impression I got and the impression that my friend had of being around her a lot was that she's just very down to earth. She's no pretense. When she came into the show, when I was on Sirius XM, she had no makeup on, and and that you know, she took pictures with everyone who wanted to. That it never happens because we had so many celebrities say, "Well, no, I'm not camera ready," so they wouldn't take pictures with people. And mm-hmm. she was the opposite. And I don't know. I got a great vibe from her. I always kind of thought that Sarah Jessica might think she's a little better than
really?
You know,
okay.
too big for
so
her
I
britches.
I might be wrong. I could be wrong. Yeah.
But then again, that's Lewis's girlfriend now, so I don't know. Yeah, we're in two sides of this. This is a family argument now. He spent time with SJ, as she call as she said
SJ.
To call him.
Yes,
yeah. And he loved her, and she shops at regular food stores, and so he loved her. So I don't know.
It's really funny how you get. I remember being in the studio at Radio America, where Kara is, our originating network, one day, and Rich wanted me to have a picture with Laura Ingram, who was in the other studio. And so her staff had come in, or somebody on her staff said, "Yeah, let's get a picture." And so we went in there, and Laura said, "No, no, I don't have my makeup on. No, we can't."
Yeah, that's very
that's
typical.
Thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. We've got, as I said, a focus on your heart health to pursue in a matter of moments here. So if you're cooking breakfast, wait a minute. Hold on. We've got an idea or two or three or four that will be very useful for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and your heart right after this.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow, and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep, and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better, you stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 16 after the hour, DJV time, we're going to invite in Dr. Tia Raines, who's the executive director of the Egg Nutrition Center, Eggs and Heart Health, because February is American Heart Month. I wonder how many of you actually think about eggs in that way, or how many of you actually are thinking about your heart. Do you give it... You know, this is the most important organ in your body other than your brain. And if you don't give it, if you give it short shrift, you're going to have a problem, and it won't take long for it to develop. If you're abusing your body, you're abusing your heart. I wonder, Dr. Raines, about making a big deal out of eggs. Eggs are eggs, and they're good for you. I mean, that may be all we have to say, right?
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, I think that's great. I hope I can tell you why they're good for you.
Well, okay, it was nice having you here. Thank you. Yes. Well, let's talk about it. I'm a farm guy, and so chickens go a long way in my wheelhouse to not being important on the farm, but they are important to our health. And so there's a whole thing now, the way eggs come about and chickens are raised. That's not really the focus here. What we want to do is get into the evidence department and find out, what about new? Is there a difference between an egg that is organic or not organic? Because that'll be a question that most people ask. Is it better to buy, if we're going to buy eggs and we're going to agree that they're good for your heart and lots of other things, does it make sense to be looking for organic eggs? Because sometimes it makes sense to do organic and sometimes it doesn't.
I think that's a personal choice, because from the nutrition side of things, organic eggs, brown eggs, white eggs, they're all the same. They all have the same 13 vitamins and minerals. They all have 6 grams of protein in a large egg. The only exception to that rule is the ones that are nutritionally enhanced. And those eggs are, those hens were fed a very specific type of feed that increases the level of vitamin D and vitamin E and some other different nutrients.
All right, let's talk about the yolk and the non. What is the white around the yolk called? I forget. What are we, the two different
the white
components?
Yep.
It's the egg white, right?
Yep.
That's
the white.
Not,
yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a difference in the value of one part of the egg to the other?
Yeah, I most of the nutrients, all the good stuff that affects your health, like the choline that's important for your brain, and the carotenoids, the yellow compound in the yolk that's also important for your brain and your eyes, they're all in the yolk. So when you toss the yolk, you're really throwing away most of the nutrition of that egg. What's in the white is about two-thirds of the protein, and then a few other vitamins that aren't as essential to our health as those that are found in the yolk.
It's important for mothers, and would you explain as a doctor why it is important for mothers to eat eggs?
It's so important for mothers to eat eggs, and we're learning more about that every day. Eggs have this choline, which for years we didn't really understand what it does, but it's super important for helping a developing brain in the fetus to make those neural connections so that that child will be set up for optimal learning. And we just learned in the last month a study that showed that mothers that were exposed to greater levels of choline during pregnancy, their infants actually showed improved brain processing at a year old. So that's important to know.
Yeah, one of the things that is a big focus of my doctors is vitamin D. And I noticed that eggs have a large portion or are very important for those who want to get natural vitamin D. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the only source of natural vitamin D in the diet besides mushrooms. Some mushrooms have vitamin D, but it's an important source, especially this time of year. For those of us that live in northern climates, we're not exposed to a lot of vitamin D.
Who would have thought those little chickens running around had all this good stuff in them, and they're laying them in the eggs? Vitamin E,
yeah.
A, right? All these sorts of things,
yeah.
Vitamins that you can't pronounce.
Yeah, a lot of them. And then that lutein that I mentioned, which is what gives that yolk the golden color, we're learning that that's not only important for your eyes, helps protect against blue light. So all these people with screens, iPhones, iPads in their faces, that's an important part of keeping the eye safe, is that colored compound that we get from the egg yolk.
Lutein is a great way to keep the body, or to sort of make the body resilient, to refurbish. If you've exercised a lot and you want to recover, lutein is good for that as well. All right, so February is Heart Month. If you are interested in using the incredible edible egg, go to incredibleegg.org. A good reminder from Dr. Tia Raines here at 21 After the Hour.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in. Well,
this is a voice that reminds me of somebody's voice, and I can't quite figure out who it is. I can hear it, and I'm trying to, because I know this is Ryan Murphy. All right.
This is Ben Platt.
Oh, from Evan, Dear Evan Hansen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He was in the Pitch Perfect movie, I guess, at least the first two, right, Kara?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He definitely was in the first one. I think he had a small appearance in the second one. I don't know how many of those Doug has seen. Are you a big fan of Pitch Perfect?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh. He was also recently on Will and Grace. He's been around. If you saw his face, you would recognize him as an actor.
Yeah, he performed at the, he did one of the tributes at the, was it the Grammys?
The Grammys, yeah.
Yeah, he did the West Side Story song.
Yeah.
All right, 24 past the hour on the DJB show. Victoria and Karen and I are focused on Ryan Murphy's new Netflix musical. He's a showrunner, and he has worked with people like Ben Platt. And so apparently Barbara Streisand, Gwyneth Paltrow, talking to those who are in charge, and this is a Murphy creation, to co-star in a dramedy. And a dramedy? Is it a comedy and a dramedy, or is it a drama?
Yes. Yeah, there's not a whole lot known about it so far. Netflix,
so Ryan Murphy
got into a bidding war over this.
Created Glee.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's where
yes.
his chops are.
Yep.
And then this other guy, Brad Falchuk. I mean, people don't know who these folks are, but the bottom line...
Well, everyone knows who Brad Falchuk is right now because he's Gwyneth's new fiancé. So they met on the set of Glee, and so now they're engaged.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
She was a guest star because she knew Ryan Murphy, and so she won an Emmy, actually, for her role on Glee.
All right. So now they put this show together, and Netflix is going to produce it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be only on Netflix, or is it going to be in the movie houses?
No, this is only going to be on Netflix. They've got 2 seasons they already signed on for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called The Politician. We should probably say what it's called. It's called The Politician, and Ben Platt is going to be the star of it. And apparently each season will center on a different political race that the character is involved in somehow.
Oh.
There will be musical numbers in the show, and so they're going to start production late summer, maybe next year. Early next year, it might hit Netflix.
Amazing how Netflix operates. My son's best friend is a writer, and he's penned a drama with A couple of well-known, I'm trying to remember now who he told me was in it, not important. The point I'm trying to make here is Netflix spending a lot of money to produce movies and shows like this.
Yep.
And I wonder, you know, they spent...
they have a lot of money to spend, and
they spent
$100 million on House of Cards back in the day. That was the first, and everyone, there were so many critics saying, "Oh, Netflix is crazy; they're going to go out of business." Obviously, that was not what happened.
No.
But they got into a bidding war for this show, The Politician. They were up against Amazon and Hulu. So those are the three kinds of streaming services
people
you're going to see a lot of, you know, in
terms
of bidding wars for shows.
Yeah. All right, next up, musically speaking, at 26 after the hour, the Steve Miller Band uniting with Peter Frampton over the summer North American tour. This is going to be a long tour. They did some good work last year. This starts this summer, June, in Evansville, Indiana, and we'll have dates all the way through the end of August out in Washington State. Miller said in a statement, "I'm very excited to announce that 2018 is our 50th anniversary of recording and touring together as the Steve Miller Band, and we're going to plan to travel between the psychedelic cities they're going to bring, I mean, 60s. The music comes from the 60s all the way into the present, I think, right? Are they still releasing those? Steve Miller still releasing music? I don't remember.
I don't know. But it's become popular to do retrospective sets.
Yeah, right. And Frampton's good at that sort of thing as well. So they'll be jamming on stage. You want to get tickets. They go on sale on Friday of this week. So if you like, I actually quite like Steve Miller, frankly, in that sound. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Hi. I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. There is, for your listening and dancing pleasure, in this hour, conversation from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, more people in the news. Vanessa Trump, who is President Trump's daughter-in-law, opened a letter containing an unknown substance that was addressed to the president's son, Donald. The New York Police Department handled this. The letter was sent from Boston to their Manhattan apartment. How do people know? Is it easy to find addresses? I found somebody the other day. I was noticing when I Googled somebody for something, I found their home address. Is it that easy to find somebody's home address?
If you're really looking for it, you can find it. I thought they lived in Trump Tower, but I guess they live in her apartment, which is where this letter was sent. But there is a process in place. There's like a 3-week thing for, and this goes for any, I would imagine even probably past presidents too, where they go through the mail and they scan it to make sure that there's nothing weird in there, and somehow this still made it by, made it through all that extra scrutiny. So I can't imagine opening up the mail and having that powder fall out on you. That must be so frightening. Not because you want to think the worst, but just because you think, gosh, I just opened the mail and is my whole life going to change? It's just crazy. They had to bring in hazmat.
Yeah. And it could be something as simple as pancake batter, but it just anything like that. The attempt is to scare somebody.
Sure.
I think it's harder and harder to get a hold of these things now since the anthrax scare of about, what, 10, 15 years ago? How far back does that go, the anthrax thing?
Gosh,
didn't that start right around post 9/11?
Yeah, I think
that's
it did.
Right.
Yeah, right. So anyway, everybody's okay, but it's just something that it is. You wouldn't want it happening to you. You wouldn't want to open up an oddball, put yourself in her place or anybody's place. And
was it, I think it was addressed to Don Jr., right?
It was.
And she opened it.
She opened it. Yeah.
Ah, yes. The people, the practical folks who live in Beantown.
Well,
here is the latest on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle revealing yet more details of their upcoming wedding on the 19th of May at 12 noon in St. George's Chapel in Windsor. The prince has a special connection there, apparently. He grew up going to school across the river and would walk here to have tea with his grandmother, the Queen. So there's going to be a two-mile procession. They'll be in the horse-drawn carriages. And what else do we... Is there an insatiable need or desire to have something new every day coming from the royal couple about their wedding? Is this... There's going to be a pregnancy watch to see where the bump is.
Oh, I'm sure as soon as they're married, that's going to be...
Why wait? They've been living
before.
Together.
I know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a scandal waiting to happen.
Well, I think one of the nice things that they broke with tradition, the wedding is on a Saturday instead of the traditional Friday, and they said they wanted to do that on a Saturday so more of the public could actually participate and be there to, you know, watch them go by in the carriage and everything. And that seems to be kind of indicative of who they are as a couple. So I thought that was really kind of sweet to think about the public's interest in all this.
You know what's funny, though, is so I think, I don't know what day of the week, I think Kate Middleton and William got married on a weekday, but I'm pretty sure they get bank holidays if there is a wedding. So at least that's what I had heard. So when they were first announcing the date, people were really mad because they didn't get an extra holiday because it was already on a Saturday.
But you know what the most horrifying news about this is? No kiss on the balcony at Buckingham Palace, because they're going to go, they have to run right to several receptions, so there'll be no time for kissing.
Oh, man.
I don't know the answer to this, but did Fergie and Prince Andrew, did they go to the balcony at Buckingham Palace, or is that just the Crown Prince is the one who does that?
From what I hear about Fergie and Prince Andrew, they were looking to get into a closet as quickly as possible at any moment. They had quite a... frisky relationship, apparently.
But I guess you're a guy and you're not going to remember the details of this, but
that's
wonder if...
probably pretty accurate to assume.
I don't know. Let me ask you. I'll answer that question since Doug's visioning them. I don't know if they kissed out there or not. I don't know if that's a thing. Doug.
What's wrong with envisioning them in a closet? Newlyweds, excited about their future and present things?
I don't think Fergie and Andrew were, like, waiting for marriage.
No,
yeah,
no.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, here's the story of Jesus Barones. Lived in the U.S. since he was a toddler. He's 30 years old now. He's been staying at the Shadow Rock United Church of Christ in Phoenix since last Friday. Supposed to meet with immigration authorities to begin proceedings for his return to Mexico. But there's a problem. His father, he's got five children. His role as father is important because there is a youngster, one of his children, has leukemia, and they have no means of support. So one wonders, let's balance this. Should this family of five children and the mother become wards of the state so that you and I as taxpayers should pay for their well-being, or... does the father stay here, continue to work, and take care of his family? But he's here, supposedly, according to the government, illegally. So what's the balance here? How do we as taxpayers, or how do we as human beings, interpret what are we, on whose side do we come down, on ICE's side? Or do we come down on what I would see in this circumstance? Each, in case like this, you've got to take an individual approach to it and use some common sense. So what do you ladies think of this situation, and where would you like to come down?
Well,
send him away. Jennifer wants to send him back.
Well, look, I think that there, we have laws for a reason. I think that each case, as you mentioned, should have be given some consideration. I'm not just immediately like a Gestapo, but I do think we have laws in the country for a reason. And when you start making exceptions to all those rules, well, then you get into a whole mess of trouble because one thing leads to another.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to pay for his family's well-being. It's not my job. So, okay. So let's go. I didn't invite him to come here. He came, and he had a family. And so now we're stuck with something. We're stuck either with supporting the family or following the law. And is the law not flexible? Is there, or should there be something built into the law, the interpretations of the law? I just think it's a very interesting human dilemma.
Yeah.
That's it. Crickets. It's
silence from the peanut gallery. Uh-huh. Victoria Cara. I think it's a hard decision. It's certainly a hard decision. But we do have rules that need to be honored in this country. And like I said, you start making exceptions. And
I'm for making
one
an exception for him.
One right after another.
Yeah, I'm for making an exception for him.
I'm probably going to be surprising maybe in this answer. I'm going to sound like Doug in this
or
one.
Or send them all back maybe.
No, I think this is probably an opportunity for the better part of the private sector, whether it's a GoFundMe situation local charities. Like I think that's kind of the answer, really.
So send him
somewhere
back
in
and,
the middle. I don't know. These are such complicated things, and there is no one blanket answer for anything, and that's probably why we're in such a mess with the immigration situation in this country, because we try to have these sort of blanket policies, and it just doesn't apply to every case.
Well, we've let it get out of hand because we've had bad leadership here, and we haven't had enough pressure. We have some people who are on it and consistent in trying to figure out how to fix it. But it's gone on and will go on. It won't make it so there's a wall there or isn't a wall there. These people, if they want to get in here badly enough, are going to figure out how to get in here. I mean, for heaven's sakes, all you got to do is get on a boat in Tijuana and float around and just land on the beach in San Diego and you're in. This wall thing troubles me because I think there's so many different ways around it. Do I think we ought to keep people out that we don't want here that are undesirable? Yeah, but how do you do it? Spending billions of dollars on a wall doesn't make any sense to me because they're going to figure out how to get it. Maybe it'll slow it down somewhat, but is it just a tribute to the people who think, yeah, man, we got to keep them all out? I'm for keeping everybody out, no matter where they come from, if they don't contribute. If they're here to suck off of the teat of the American public, then the hell with them. Don't let them in the first place. But let's be discerning about it. So there's a fine line here someplace. This guy's here. Did he do it purposely so that he would have his children here, so they'd be American citizens? And now that one of them's sick and they are in danger of being a ward of the state, should he stick around? He was going to be deported last Friday, and they said at ICE, no, wait a minute. Let's look at this, and maybe he should stay. So he's held up in a church someplace in Phoenix, and the battle sort of goes on, but it's really...
Well, I agree with the what do they call it, birth tourism or something? There's like a term for it.
Chinese do it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Russians
God.
Russians do it, yeah. Yep. Well, the Russians in Miami are really creating a whole industry.
Miami, come to Los Angeles.
I know, but there's specifically, I was just reading about this a couple weeks ago, and there in Miami, there's several businesses, legitimate businesses that are set up where these Russian girls are coming over here. They have everything already set up for them. It's like basically checking into a resort.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The kid is an American
tourist.
Yeah. And what they're doing with the Asian, a lot of Asian countries are doing that right here.
Tourism. Right. Come to America and have your baby.
Yeah, it's basically a fun vacation. They go somewhere. You notice they're not coming to the Northeast where it's cold and, you know, wintry.
Yeah.
They're going on these
California
places.
I'm sure. Yeah. They're going to Disneyland. They're doing all of this until they can't travel anymore. And
so,
then they're having babies.
So to me, and I know like the wall is a very debatable topic, but why isn't this kind of stuff like number in the top five of lists of immigration problems?
People come in with money. These people come in with money, and typically the system doesn't have to take care of them. And that's really, if you want reality and the true answer, it's that the people that walk across the border or get smuggled in are going to be on the system for forever, and their families are going to be on the system forever. The people that have the money to come to these hotels are not as much of a concern because they typically integrate and become part of the system.
And that's the Russians, man.
And that's really
sure
the truth.
Here, and, oh, my God, the Russians.
I don't know if anybody will tell you, but that's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, and the
so
Russians.
Just, so that's so. I guess that's not really the issue then of having increasing the population and having people come over here and have
the
babies.
The issue is not necessarily the population. The issue is the fact that when people come here, they expect to be taken care of, and they fall in as part of the welfare system. The number of people that come here in poverty. I just saw a survey on this not so long ago. The number of people that come here in poverty tend to stay in poverty and generations of their family. So at some point, something's going to break and something's going to happen, and just who knows what that is and where it'll be.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles? Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com, help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff. So your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to an analyst at ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Jim, would you sponsor my son in the fun run?
Sure. Here's a dollar.
Jim, I know a senior manager with your experience makes between $100,000 and $132,000.
Oh, there's $5,000.
Thanks. Hey, Sue, the director with a median salary of $95,000. Got a sec?
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Hi,
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, as we set aside time every day to bring you up to date on technology, because we certainly, other than the big story of the day being me on Twitter, there are other things that maybe Victoria can close
in. Huge story.
Yes, it's a huge story. Amazon is in the news, and Google is as well, and we'll get to that right after this technology focus.
The Geek Out. Believe it or not, video game world record high scores are still important to a lot of people. And recently, in the same week, the veracity of two of the most famous high scores hit the headlines for all the wrong reasons. The 35-year-old record high score for the Atari game Dragster was erased from the record books after cheating was proven. Then there's the arcade classic Donkey Kong, and Billy Mitchell, the star of the great documentary about the game, King of Kong, had his standing record that he set in 2010 called into question due to a stack of evidence proving he didn't follow the requirements and wasn't honest about how he achieved the score. You can find all the salacious details about these important world matters on our Twitter timeline at The Geek Out.
You think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong? Well, we've got news for you. We don't care, Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever. An engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Okay, let's get to Amazon first, Victoria. Laying off people at the Seattle headquarters. I thought they were, aren't they looking, is it Apple or Amazon? They're looking to expand now.
Amazon, yeah. This was a very bizarre story and caught a lot of people by surprise. They laid off a bunch of workers from their corporate campus in Seattle, and they say they're basically trying to redistribute where they have all the manpower, and it involved several hundred employees at the Seattle office, hundreds of employees in other branches around the country, and it is still only a very tiny portion of how many employees Amazon has. It's about the 300,000 U.S.-based employees right now. They say that they're actually hiring more than they are firing. And so currently Amazon has 4,000 positions open in Seattle. So they got rid of a bunch of these positions. They have 4,000 that are open. They have 12,000 that are open globally. And they're all corporate jobs. These are not in the fulfillment centers, which you hear a lot about seasonally. Amazon will bring in
a lot of
workers.
The people laid off are the people they're looking for.
They're looking for people who are in the corporate.
Or they just retrain the people that they have if they're already.
It's kind of a good question. Yeah. And they're getting a lot of heat for this. They have said that the people who have been laid off, they are encouraging them to apply for these other jobs, but that still isn't the same thing as just redirecting them. Currently, Amazon has 566,000 employees globally,
wow.
And they say that they've
half
now
a million people work for that company.
Wow. Yeah, and that includes the 90,000 Whole Foods employees that have now been sort of enveloped into the big global structure. They are also going to hire 50,000 more people at the second headquarters, which is looking for a U.S. home. They haven't announced which city it will be yet. So overall, Amazon is still on the hiring spree, but it's just very weird that they laid off all these hundreds of people. And Amazon, actually, it's one of the largest U.S. corporate employers. It still is nowhere near Walmart, which has 1.5 million employees in the U.S.
Mind you, signing those checks every week? Wow.
It's crazy, right?
All right, speaking of crazy, go to Google and see how they're fixing a couple of problems they have.
Trying to fix. This one's a good story for you because I know you suffer from this. Every time you're starting to read a story on a website and then this ad creeps across the page and then you can't get rid of it. And it's basically called a forced redirect. There's nothing you can do except shut your browser down. You don't want to click on these ads. They're usually malware and things like that. And so Google announced last November that they had an upcoming Google Chrome release of its browser called 64, that they were going to be able to fix this problem. Well, it turns out when it actually launched in January, there was no fix. Then they said it's going to be pushed back into April for Chrome 65, or into March with Chrome 65. Still no fix. Now they're saying in Chrome 66 in April, mid-April, they should have a fix for this. I still don't believe it, but this is something that plagues so many PC users. Currently, Apple Safari and Mozilla's Firefox are still the best two browsers to keep this stuff away, but hopefully Chrome will have an answer soon.
All right, word to the wise from Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.